This is Thursday, September 8th, 2005, and this is Scott coming to you, recorded, not live, on Sheep Guarding Llama Radio, the podcast from Geneseo, New York, the official podcast of Sheep Guarding Llama and Sheep Guarding Llama 2. This is our first ever podcast. I'm recording here in the new studios here in Geneseo. We're very excited to be able to bring you our own podcast for the first time. Sheep Guarding Llama 2 has had a podcast for several months, but it's kind of the amateur style podcast, working mostly with telephone call-in, which is a really cool system. We use Audio Blogger, and they provide a telephone number you can call in and record up to 5 minutes at a time directly from your cell phone, which works great. It's wonderful if you want to do some quick podcasting while you're on the road. It's actually a technique that I learned from Will Wheaton of willwheaton.net, who uses Odd Blogger, I believe. I think I have that right, which is a fee-based service. It gives you a little bit more flexibility, but still allows the telephone dial-in podcasting system, and he does that, and he occasionally will podcast from his car or in some location, and it works really well. It's pretty neat because you can kind of get that instantaneous spur of the moment input for your podcast. The problem is it really doesn't give you any way to do a long format show, anything that's more interesting, anything that's pre-planned, anything that you want to edit the audio in any way or have any quality. So it's a very limited system, but it's great for what it is. It works wonderfully. I've used it for months, and it's really cool. And so if anyone is interested in trying out podcasting, which I definitely encourage everybody to get out there and do, because podcasting is just a really great medium for personal expression, personal publication. It's a wonderful way to get out there. I know everyone wants to be their own radio DJ, and it's a little bit different, but it's a really wonderful way for people to get out there and provide audio content to friends and for people who just don't have the time or the capability to produce a show on a regular basis. And that's one of the biggest problems currently, I feel, with the radio format, the live formats. They really require anyone who's interested in working with them to dedicate an incredible amount of time to producing regular content in very set time interval segments. And that's really tough because the average person, even the average company, is not capable of producing any amount of content on a regular basis. That's a very difficult thing to do, especially when you have to fit it to a certain time segment, you have to do a certain format, you have to be able to squeeze in commercials or whatever's mandated by the station that you're working with. With podcasting, because the content is delivered on demand, and when it's available, people can subscribe to as many channels as they're interested in, and not all those channels have to produce content on a regular basis. Hopefully, on average, they will produce enough content, and I think people will continue to subscribe to more and more channels until they get the amount of content that they're looking for. Hopefully, people will take the initiative and do that. And once they do that, say you have 100 people who are producing short podcasts that they almost never produce, even if they only produce 3 or 4 a year, that still gives a person who is subscribing to 100 channels, on average, a podcast to listen to every day, or maybe more. If you're listening to larger podcasts, things coming from people like Don and Drew or This Week in Tech, you're pretty much guaranteed to be getting 1 to 4 shows a week from a single podcast channel, and often 20 to 40 minutes in duration, which is pretty good. I mean, the average person on a commute is only going to listen to maybe 80-85 minutes of podcasting on a given day, and you're going to find that amount of content is very easy to find in things that you want to listen to. And for the average person, 85 minutes is actually pretty high. Most people will find that 20 minutes of content a day, 30 minutes of content a day is probably adequate to get them to and from work. If you're like me, I absolutely adore podcasting, and I like related, you know, books on CD, books on MP3, big fan of Audible.com, who is not a sponsor of this podcast, but if they're listening or ever check this out, we would definitely like them to sponsor this podcast because we think it's a great service. I've been a subscriber for several months now and think it's just the coolest thing ever. I take my MP3 player with me wherever I go, and I listen to either podcast or books that I get from Audible, and they really make... my time spent, I feel a lot more valuable with my MP3 player. They really make that an extremely valuable tool to me. So anyway, there's my little plug for audible.com. If you haven't been there, check them out. $22 a month, and you get 2 book downloads every month. And they manage a library for you. It's really a good service. They make it really easy to own a lot of books. And actually, if you figure out that price, if they have books that you want to read on a regular basis, you're probably getting them cheaper on... In audio format than you would getting them in paper format, which is pretty extreme, since typically a book on CD will be 3 or 4 times the cost of its printed equivalent. So anyway, we're really excited to be doing the podcast here. This is our first one, so we're definitely pretty disjointed, learning what we're doing. I do have a little bit of experience, again, doing it with audio blogger, but this is very different, and we actually have the chance to go back and do some editing, which we'll see how much actually gets done. But this is going to be posted manually to Sheep Guarding Llama, at least right away. So it's going to be a little bit of an experiment. We're going to see how this turns out, and we've got quite a bit of learning to do. So I'm going to take this opportunity to end our first podcast. We're coming up on about 6.5 minutes, so we're already a minute and a half beyond what we would have been able to do with Cheap Guarding Llama 2's podcast technology. So this is definitely way better because it's pretty easy to go significantly past that point. So this is very nice. And I hope everyone enjoys the new format, and I hope that we are able to produce a fair amount of content in the future that people can listen to us on a regular basis. I know right now we do have some subscribers that are getting the feeds from SGL2 on a fairly regular basis, but the podcast is incredibly sporadic. They're very short when they come out, so people don't tend to really take a lot of time to listen to them. I think that with moving over to Sheep Guarding Llama, we're going to be able to do this more regularly and produce a much higher quality content show. Hopefully actually have something to talk about instead of SGL2's random little notes. So this should be a lot better. One of the reasons that we're doing this now, coming up in the next couple weeks, I'm going to be teaching a class called New Media and the Internet Lifestyle for the school that I work with down in Castile. And I think this is a really exciting class we're going to be doing. It's going to be, I believe, 8 weeks in duration. We're going to be meeting one night a week. And we're going to be covering some really cool topics. For people who are listening to this, you're probably a little bit more advanced than our target audience. If you're listening to this from my class, then congratulations. You are listening to a podcast. Isn't this cool? We're going to be covering some really cool topics, I think, things that people are going to get excited about. We're going to start off by talking about digital audio and how the PC platform has really changed digital audio from a very, very old technology with CD, even though CD was, you know, a big step forward at the time. But it really was simply a higher quality of an old media. But we're going to be seeing how the PC has taken with MP3s and Windows Media and Ogg Vorbis formats, and now the PC has really transformed what has been a very mundane digital technology into something that's very exciting and very usable and very accessible, and something that's going to be definitely a future format that people are going to be using for a long time. People are going to be using digital audio on their computers more and more, I believe, every day, and pretty soon the whole CD, DVD audio, SACD, those formats are just going to fade away more or less as people switch to online delivery, as they switch to purchasing CDs but transferring them to their computers. It's just a much more usable format. Carrying CDs around is a very awkward thing to do, and I think people are going to realize that more and more. We're going to talk about weblogs, blogging, which, again, if you're listening to this, you're definitely familiar with blogging. but we're going to be looking at how that's transforming personal publishing, how that's working with the old medias, how that's affecting them, how that's allowing people to express themselves. It's going to be very cool. We're going to talk about syndication, once again, playing into things that people who are listening to this are familiar with. We're going to be looking at like RSS and Atom technologies, enclosures, how they're able to deliver more content, which of course, taking our digital audio that we've already talked about and blogging and syndication and rolling that all together, we're going to move into looking at podcasting, which is really going to be one of the key things that we're going to deal with in this class, which I think is going to be really exciting. I think students are going to, for the most part, not be extremely familiar with the concept of podcasting. This is something that's going to be new, and I think extremely exciting. I know a lot of people that I deal with in a professional sense have started using podcasting in the last 30 to 60 days, and really see it as an exciting medium. Blogging is neat when you first use it, but I think a lot of people, it kind of fades away. There's a lot of excitement up front, and people who really get value out of it do continue to use it. I use it for keeping up with a lot of people that I don't get to talk to all the time. I get to see, you know, what they're up to. I keep track of their activities, and I use it a lot with, well, syndication more than technically blogging, keeping up with news. A lot of news sites that I use, their RSS and Atom feeds are extremely valuable. They make it such a difference with listening to or catching up on the news without having to go to websites. The last thing I want to do is spend all day long surfing from one website to the next just to see what the latest news is when there's only been one update all day, and that's that Red Hat has released the latest beta of Fedora Core, and I didn't really need to know that right this minute. I would have found it out the next time I actually needed Fedora Core. I really think that when people sit down and figure out where syndication is important to them, that they will start getting value out of it, and it will be a part of our daily lives. But I think people tend to jump on blogging and syndication in association with blogging a lot right away, the first time they hear about it, and they get really, really excited about, wow, I can read everybody's diaries, I can read people's personal input every day. And most people don't want to do that. Some people do, and it's great. I have been a serious blogger for anyone who's reading Sheep Guarding Llama for about 5 years at this point. I've written well over 500,000 words on Sheep Guarding Llama alone, not including the amount that I've done on my other blogs, Sheep Guarding Llama 2, scottlmiller.blogspot.com, There But For the Grace, Scott's Reviews. There's a number of them. I've really believed that blogging is important beyond just communicating with other people. I think it's a very good way for communicating with oneself, and that's something we're going to touch on in the class of using it as a personal media, not just as something to communicate to other people. Moving past podcasting, we're going to be looking at things like internet radio, which is a little bit older, but streaming sound services are going to continue to play a role, I believe. And we're going to look at some other not quite emerging technologies, but media technologies that have become important in the last several years. VOIP, voice over the internet, services such as Vonage or Broad Voice, looking at how the Asterisk server and SIP and H323 are currently and will in the future completely reinvent person-to-person speech technologies. I think a lot of students will find that very exciting, especially when we're able to demonstrate it live in the class and people will get to play with it right there on the spot. We're going to be checking out software like Gizmo and Skype, which a lot of people are familiar with, and I think that's going to be pretty exciting. I think that's going to be one of the most exciting segments. And then we're going to be talking a little bit more about some kind of in-the-future technologies or things that are definitely technologically in place but have not become exceedingly popular yet, television and video over IP. Which is going to be pretty cool, but still, you know, using syndication, streaming television, how that's going to affect things. So the class is it's a pretty short class. It's only 8 weeks, 8 1-hour sessions. So we don't get to cover a lot of material, but I think the stuff we're going to be covering is definitely exciting. I think people are going to get really into it, and I really hope that the people taking the class are going to get a lot of value out of it, things that they can take home and not just think about as cool ideas for the future, but things that they can actually apply and start using right away. Hopefully a lot of people in the class will be blogging themselves. It's actually going to be a requirement of the class. Everybody's going to have at least one blog of their own. So maybe we could look for those. I'm really hoping that we get a number of people who are going to want a podcast. I love listening to people's podcasts. It would be really cool if people were making some that I knew that I could go out and listen to. I know Tony from Urinal Cakes, who I talk about regularly, has worked on a podcast this summer. He's done a number of episodes, but hasn't managed to get any of them hosted yet. So we know he's out there, but where we're lacking a little bit in actually getting to hear that, so I can't tell you how it is. Hopefully it's a lot less dry than Sheep Guarding Llama. People who read Sheep Guarding Llama are going to think, you know, I'm all exciting, I write all this stuff, there's all this stuff going on. It sounds pretty exciting when you read it in print, and then you listen to me on podcast and you realize that I might as well be your literature professor at Oxford. So, in an attempt to not be completely dry, I'm going to move on from discussing our class, and I'm going to sign off now. I hope that everyone has enjoyed the first episode of the Sheep Guarding Llama podcast, and surprisingly, this is actually quite amazing. We have passed 16 minutes, and that's pretty reasonable for our very first podcast. If we can keep this up, we will have a pretty good show for your commute. So, I'll assume everyone is heading into work. I'm going to wish everybody a good day at the office today. And don't stare into the sun. It will burn your eyes.